Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Gedi Anikstal. I come from Norway. Norway is such a small, no, it's a very long country with very, very few people. In Norway, you have the possibility of spending days without meeting anybody. And I think it's a very thoughtful coincidence that one of the reasons why I wanted to start this project that I will tell you about, that is called Sense of Place, one of the strongest reasons was that the city, that the little city town that I live in, was almost falling asleep. There was nobody there. It was too quiet, too silent, in totally another manner than Jill is talking about, but it was a kind, and still is, a kind of rescue attempt. When my colleague Anne and I made our first Magdalena gathering in our town, it was called A Room of One's Own. And now when I think about Sense of Place, I think that 15 years later, I was ready to do maybe spaces of our own, because that is what this Sense of Place project is about. But let me go a little bit back and present to you a little film of 2.5 minutes that talks a little bit about who we are, this little theater group in this very sparsely populated country up in the north, buried in snow.
The Norwegian Theatre Company Grenland Friteater was founded in 1976 by a group of young people who had a strong desire to create their own work. 2 years later, they decided to run the company full-time on a professional level. From the very beginning, the company has created popular and extroverted productions, as well as smaller laboratory performances. A long-standing collaboration with the author Georg Johannesen has resulted in 4 different productions. 2 of these are also performed abroad in English and Spanish. Over the past 20 years, Grenland Friteater has specialized in outdoor and site-specific performances. Experiences from this kind of work make the company a popular designer of special events. Novels by the author Kjartan Fløgstad have given inspiration to several performances about industrial workers' culture. Grenland Friteater performs for children and youth, touring in kindergartens, in schools, and at festivals and other events. The cross-cultural city walk Sense of Place is a result of Grenland Friteater's use of non-traditional venues. In this project, the theatre collaborates with various inhabitants of the city to create theatrical venues in their natural environment. Every summer since 1995, the company has organized Porsgrunn International Theatre Festival, presenting both popular and avant-garde theatre from all over the world.
I wanted you to see this because it's very difficult to talk about what you've been doing for 35 years, but if you have some images, you can see that we range from exactly the smallest, most personal search until a broad, popular city development project as Sense of Place. When you were asking about the church, or who was it? You were asking about the church. I certainly remember that one of my first necessities in the theatre was to make, to direct a performance about the burial rituals of dead people. There is another... can we go on with this one?
Just one.
In 2004, I wanted to do something else. I was tired of difficult black box setting. I needed literally more space. I was ready to take on more space. I needed air and I wanted to go out. And I've had this notion of the city falling more and more asleep. At the same time, there was coming up this possibility of doing something special because the town celebrated 200 years. So I went to head of culture and the city's major and proposed that we should do what we could call, just simply speaking, a city walk, a crossover artistic project where one of the main points was to get the inhabitants of the city to take part both in the making and in the walk, but it was directed professionally and in a professional setting. It was the aim that it should be about where we come from, where we are and where we go, and it should be with old, middle-aged and young people all together. So this was to create different mappings of the city for each year, and it was supposed to be a three-year project. But fortunately, or yes, maybe, it became so popular that we have now been doing 6 years in a row in our city, and now it has become something that you could call export. It means that other cities has also come to us and asked us if we want to collaborate with them and create this situation also for them, because the problem in Norway is that we are very few. We need more people to come to the different places and help them to stay alive, which is also, I have heard, sometimes the case for you here in Norway. So this is an attempt of reawakening and fighting for a city's inner life and a vibrating pulse. This is a sociologist and architectural scientist. He has been watching the project from the outside. It's a 4-minute comment with pictures from different walks. So let's listen to what he thought of it. I hope you can see the subtitles. If you can, just come forward.
Stedsans er jo et veldig interessant prosjekt. Ikke minst fordi jeg ikke vet om noen andre byer som har en tilsvarende teatergruppe som jobber på samme måte. Så når man kommer til Porsgrunn og med på Stedsand, så opplever det. Så opplever man jo noe man aldri har opplevd før. Det i seg selv jo veldig unikt. Jeg mener, jeg kan dra til Molde og gå på teater vårt og se på et teaterstykke. Det fint det, men det kan jeg gjøre i Trondheim også. Men det bare i Porsgrunn jeg kan oppleve Stedsand. En by er jo tusen bittesmå fortellinger vevet sammen, tilfeldigheter og planer lagt opp på hverandre, lag på lag på lag. Og man klarer å snakke om det, og danse til det, og synge til det, og lage musikk til det, og få det fram, det er jo noe som krever veldig mye alvor, og veldig mye kunstnerisk kompetanse, og veldig mye fin. Altså, man må være en veldig sånn fingerspitzgefühl, man må skjønne hva du gjør. Det er nettopp det at det har en kunstnerisk forankring som gjør at det ikke blir teit. Fordi hvis du hadde latt liksom, Innovasjon Norge designe prosjektet, så hadde det jo vært et mareritt. Jeg tror jo at det å gi folk en identitet ut fra hvor de bor, det kan gjøres på mange måter. Men kanskje det Stedsans bidrar til i Porsgrunn, er at den identiteten ikke er noe som kommer ovenifra og ut, eller for eksempel gjennom et fotballag. Disse fotballagene rykker jo ned også, og det en veldig sånn ustabil størrelse. Men Stedsans er ikke så populistisk eller så pompøst som idrettsarrangementer. Det er rett og slett en form for at du aktiverer, historien aktiverer ressursene som finnes i bygningsmaterialer, som finnes i gamle plasser, som finnes i gamle fortellinger. Og så tar du det fram i lyset, eller i halvmørket, en gang i året. Det jo noe man da gjør, ikke på en veldig patriotisk måte, ikke på en selvskrypende måte, men mer på en både humoristisk og undersøkende og litt sånn ambivalent, rar måte. Og det kler jo forskeren bra. Så det å ha en mye mer avslappet og mye mer tolerant identitet, det føler jeg at det altså, det virkelig en superkvalitet med stedsans. Det noe avslappet over det, rett og slett. En sånn, vi lever jo i markedsføringens tid, ikke sant? Hvor folk og steder og alt sånt markedsføres, de brandes, de merkevarebygges, de blir byer, går fra å være steder til å bli destinasjoner, ikke sant? Totalopplevelser, opplevelsesøkonomi, bla bla bla, som veldig endimensionale måter å se verden på. Og så kommer det noen raringer da, som bare viser frem beboerne på et gamlehjem, hvordan de har det når de går med gåstolene sine gjennom gaten. Det en mye mer interessant fortelling. Stedsans har oppstått helt spesifikt med utgangspunkt i noen mennesker, og hvis en av kommunen fant på at de skulle gjøre det samme, så vil det ikke bli det samme. Nei, men det kan være en god idé, selv om det ikke det samme, at man bruker lokalt kulturliv, eller kanskje si kunstkompetanse på et litt høyt nivå, til å jobbe med problemstillinger, utfordringer, komplekse sider ved en by eller et tettsted, og sette det litt i system, og koble det inn i byens, hva jeg skal si, forståelse av seg selv. Det da veldig smart.
So, when we started in 2005, it was relatively small and modest. And I would like you to see the very beginning, because I think it shows how it started, and then we can see from a later year, and then I think it's possible to see the development. Also because after some time we had more funding, obviously also more understanding, and we could invite international artists to come and take a part. I also would like you to know that this project developed, and we're also doing a Cuban version, and right after now we're going back to Cuba to do the second sense of place in Santa Clara together with Roxana's group. Estudio Teatral. So if we could do 2005 and then maybe 8 after we start the project. On this big poster there is that it is a, what's it called, Jim? Crossover project, crossover artistic project for a city and its inhabitants. And if you spotted Brigitte Sirla there, that was correct. So, sometimes when we do these walks, we have some hidden political agendas. For example, by lighting up the trees, if you saw a sequence there, we were lighting up some trees and they were in danger of being cut down. So we made them so beautiful that everybody could see. So a week later, when they were trying to cut down these very, very old trees, it was a huge, massive protest, and we managed to save them. Also, by placing the different activities in very certain places, we managed to create an awareness so that it will increase the quality of the city and not the other way around. Any questions? Or do you want to see more?
Could you see the one you want to see?
Sorry. You first?
I'm thinking the same thing. Is it possible to see the latest one, to see the development, like you said?
That was the latest, or the almost latest?
My question was not that. It was, I wanted to see the one you did in Cuba.
I am sorry. I, Roxana, did you bring any?
Not here.
No. I am sorry, because we don't have that footage here.
Maybe in the hotel.
We shall look in Arudan if we can find it when Roxana is having her talk. But we can see from 2008, because then Estudio Teatral was in Norway, wasn't it, in 2008,
yes.
Taking part. So let's see the last one, 2008.
Thank you. Yeah. Tak i sykkelstyr og rundt omkring Er det juni kveld Men hennes hånd på andre siden Hun gjør et kjerte med en liten sving Vi går og holder henne sammen
Thank you.
Basically, what is happening with the people in Porsgrunn and other cities as well is that they see places and faces and things of artistic value, hopefully, that they have never seen before. And it's many meeting points that make them experience something new within something familiar. And they start... It's a very funny situation in Porsgrunn now, because now people are afraid that we will come walking where they live. So they start painting their house and doing their gardens and sending old photographs. And it has become something that people who would normally not go to the theater, they come to this kind of project. Yeah. Yes. The largest number of spectators for each walk has been 250, which is not recommendable. Okay. But in Norway, we have the situation where people are actually paying $100 to walk in their own city.
Good stuff.
I think that would not happen here. But as you can see, it also gives us the possibility of collaborating with, here you saw Open Lab Theatre, you see Dach Theatre, you see Gusin and the Dance Theatre, you see Estudio Teatral. It was a possibility of exchange and finally proving this very old proverb that the local is always international.
Did you use residents of an old people's home to do their actual walking with the walking frames?
No, these are they are from an activity club, and they have, after this project, formed their old senior theatre group, are now touring Norway with the performers.
Yes, fantastic.
And also the dancers that you saw on the bridge, they were young, semi-professional dancers, and since, and also because of this, partly at least, there is now a professional dance group in Porsgrunn. So, it has what Jill always told us, ripple effects. Mm-hmm. What you do have ripple effects.
And it's an all-year program.
Pardon?
It goes on throughout the day.
Well, we had funding for 3 years when we were a very hot item with the city jubilee, and then we went on for our own resources for 3 more years, and now we're about to make a collaboration between another theatre and us and two cities along the river and the riverbank, so let's hope. But we have been, like I told you, exported to other cities with a bigger economy and a desire to have this kind of investigation and vigorization of the city. But I think I've used up my time now, so I should. Thank you for your patience.